This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will launch party campaign for the Bihar Assembly elections with an interactive session with party's booth-level workers today. He will interact with party workers under the Mera Booth Sabse Majboot campaign. Prime Minister Modi hailed the role of party workers in his election campaign and said that they are working dedicatedly with full energy to ensure the victory of the BJP NDA in Bihar. BJP has fielded 71 candidates in its first list released yesterday, with 50 sitting MLAs including Bihar Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary and several state cabinet ministers contesting once again. Our Patna correspondent reports candidates from both alliances have started filing the nominations. We have more in this report.
In Patna, discussions regarding seat sharing within the Grand Alliance are expected to conclude today, and the list of candidates may be announced afterward. Congress Legislative Party leader Shakil Ahmed Khan said that agreement over seats are almost done in the Grand Alliance. Meanwhile, CPIML candidates have filed their nomination papers from Ara, Arwal, Paliganj and Jiradei constituencies. The CPI has also announced candidates for six seats. The Bahujan Samaj Party, BSP, has released its list of 40 candidates. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
Union Railways Minister Ashwani Vaishnav today inaugurated the 16th International Railway Equipment Exhibition 2025, Asia's largest and the world's second largest railway exhibition at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Over 450 exhibitors across more than 15 countries are showcasing state-of-the-art railway and metro products, innovations and sustainable solutions. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Vaishnav said that in the last 11 years, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has put strong focus on railways modernization. He said railways currently investing 2,56,000 crore rupees every year to modernize railway at a rapid pace. Mr. Vaishnav pointed out that railways emerging as a major export hub, and recently locomotive made in India has been exported to Africa.
We have 35,000 kilometers of tracks built in the last 11 years, 46,000 kilometers of railway tracks electrified in the last 11 years. Phenomenal number. 40,000 new coaches manufactured. First bullet train project is now 325 kilometers done. And recently I visited both Surat and Bilimora stations. That is the first section which will be opened in 2027. Work is going on at a very, very rapid pace.
The Supreme Court today permitted the sale and bursting of firecrackers in the Delhi NCR region between October 18th and 21st. The Apex Court described it as a balanced approach between celebrating festivities and protecting the environment. A bench comprising Chief Justice of India Bhushan R. Gawai and Justice K. Vinod Chandran said that order is a temporary measure meant to assess whether carefully regulated relaxation could coexist with efforts to curb pollution. Delhi government has welcomed the Supreme Court's decision for granting permission to use green firecrackers in the national capital. In a social media post, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said that this decision respects the sentiments and enthusiasm of the public during sacred festivals like Diwali. She added that the government remains fully committed to its resolve for a clean and green Delhi. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today remembered Bharat Ratna, renowned scientist and former president, Dr. A.P.J. Abdul Kalam, on his birth anniversary. In a social media message, Vice President Radhakrishnan called Dr. Kalam as a visionary scientist, an inspiring leader and a true patriot. Union Chemicals and Fertilizers Ministry held a bilateral meeting with Industry and Minerals Ministry of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia to further strengthen bilateral cooperation between the two nations in the chemicals and petrochemical sector. India has been elected to the United Nations Human Rights Council for a three-year term starting next year, marking the country's seventh tenure on the Geneva-based human rights body. India's permanent representative P. Harish said that the election reflects India's unwavering commitment to human rights and fundamental freedoms. And that is the end of this news bulletin.